Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all of our parishioners, our outreach community, and especially anyone who may be visiting with us here today as we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, the Sunday of Divine Mercy. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley, and this Mass is being offered for Theophily and Isabel Franek and deceased members of the Franek family.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been born, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life, to the breaking of bread and to prayers. Awe came upon everyone, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their property and possessions and divide them among all according to each one's need. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple area and to breaking bread in their homes. They ate their meals with exultation and sincerity of heart, praising God and enjoying favor with all the people. And every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
His love is everlasting. let the house of Israel say, His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. I was thrust down and falling, but the Lord was my helper. The Lord is my strength and my song. He was my Savior. There are shouts of joy and salvation in the tents of the just. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, a marvel in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy gave us a new birth to living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this you rejoice, although now for a little while you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen Him, you love Him. Even though you do not see Him, now yet believe in Him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls, the word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who have not seen me, but still believe. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side. And do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. By his wounds you have been healed. St. Peter quotes this passage from the prophet Isaiah in chapter 2, the letter that we just heard proclaimed in our second reading. By his wounds you have been healed. And St. Peter was an eyewitness to those wounds of Christ. He was there in the upper room where Jesus' wounds were on full display, that the healing power that was in his wounds as he encountered Thomas. And like a lost sheep, Thomas wasn't with the 12 disciples when Jesus first came there. And with a hardened heart, once he heard the news, he said, "I will not believe." But Jesus, as the good shepherd, goes in search of his lost sheep. And a week later, he finds him behind
locked doors, hiding with the other disciples. And his first words to them are, "Peace be with you." He doesn't ridicule or distance himself from Thomas for not believing, but rather draws near to him. When the shepherd finds his lost sheep, he doesn't upbraid and punish it, but rather gently lifts it up and places it on his shoulders. So to draw out faith from Thomas's heart, Jesus shows him his wounds. And in that intimate physical contact with the body of Christ, Thomas's heart is healed. And he confesses, "My Lord and my God." By his wounds, you have been healed. Thomas and Peter and the apostles had that privilege of seeing and touching the glorified body of Christ as he was with them those 40 days after his resurrection, before ascending into heaven. Well, we don't have that same privilege of touching the glorified body of Christ. Jesus does say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." And that blessing applies to us. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. It's also the case that Jesus has chosen certain chosen souls that he has appeared. Both Jesus and Mary have appeared to chosen souls throughout church's history to reveal not only to them, but to give them a message for the sake of the world. And on this Divine Mercy Sunday, we're reminded of Saint Faustina. And Saint Faustina is someone who Jesus revealed his heart to. He revealed to her that his heart is full of mercy, and that in this time, we are living in a time of great mercy, a time when Jesus is searching for those lost sheep, a time when he welcomes them back to the fold. I had the great privilege of being able to visit the tomb of St. Faustina 10 years ago during the great extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. And I'll never forget the day that I visited her tomb. I had a very specific prayer intention that day. Just earlier that year, I had been able to visit an old family friend. Her name was Nellie, and Nellie had celebrated her 110th birthday that year, in that December of 2015. And I got to visit her on Christmas Day that year. And she was a little tired. We didn't speak many words together, but it was beautiful just to share that time with her. And as I prepared for my pilgrimage to Poland, I picked up a copy of the diary of St. Faustina and started reading through it, and I was amazed to see that Nellie was the same age as St. Faustina. They were both born in the year 1905. So as I came to that tomb of St. Faustina in Krakow, Poland, in 2016, in July, I had Nellie on my heart. I was praying for her. I'm praying to a woman that was in heaven, the same age of a woman that was on earth. And as I prayed for her to experience the Lord's divine mercy, the very next morning, I got a text message from my dad, who was with me in that room on that Christmas day to visit her, that she had just passed away. She had lived a long, full life of 110 years old, and she was welcomed into the arms of our merciful Savior. I have confidence that my prayers for her at St. Faustina's tomb were heard. And just for me, that made St. Faustina very real and personal. I even just got to spend time in praying at the Divine Mercy Shrine and made St. Faustina a real person. Jesus has revealed to her his heart for the lost. He has a heart of mercy. He asked her to paint the image of divine mercy, which we have hung on the church wall here. Maybe just to take a moment to look at that image, we see that it is through Jesus' wounds that those rays of light shine forth. By his wounds, you have been healed. It's precisely through the wounds of Christ that flow his mercy. The great love that led him to the cross flows from those glorified wounds now. And while we might not have the privilege of seeing Jesus like St. Faustina or touching Jesus like St. Thomas, we do encounter Jesus at every Mass. We encounter him in the sacraments of mercy and reconciliation. And he does continue to heal souls. As was evidenced last Saturday at the Easter Vigil, the many souls that came into the fold of the church, the font of baptism. So may our trust in the mercy of Jesus Christ increase today on this Divine Mercy Sunday, that we may allow his wounds to heal us as we place our trust in him, allowing him to heal us, and then empowering us to also seek and save the lost.
We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in
one God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God of God, light of light, true God of true God, begotten and not made, consubstantial with the Father, through him all things were made, for us.
Trusting in the Lord's mercy, let us bring before him our prayers and petitions for all people.
That all members of the church may continue to fearlessly proclaim God's word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Holy Spirit may guide the judgments and decisions of those who govern nations, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Lord's peace and forgiveness may reign in every family, especially those wounded by divorce or discord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the grace of the Eucharist may renew and strengthen the faith of all those gathered at this liturgy, let us pray to the Lord. That all who need the risen Christ may experience his healing and steadfast mercy this Easter season, especially Michelle Sanchagrin, Evan Bates, our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that God may show mercy upon our beloved dead and welcome them into the light of his presence, especially Carol Fitzgerald, Dr. Dwayne Mayhew, Ralph Paul, Carmen Garcia, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
God of love, hear our prayers and petitions, and answer them in accordance with your will, through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Accept, O Lord, we pray, the oblations of your people and of those you have brought to new birth, that renewed by confession of your name and by baptism, they may attain unending happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, and all those who hold to the truth and on the Catholic and Apostolic faith, remember, Lord, your servants. And all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you, for them we offer you the sacrifice of praise, or they offered for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred day of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cleopas, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas, and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you also for those to whom you have been pleased to give the new birth of water and the Holy Spirit, granting them forgiveness of all their sins. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation, and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as ones who are pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham our father in faith, and the offering of our high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son, may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, to those sinners, hope on your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us
graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that our reception of this Paschal sacrament may have a continuing effect in our minds and hearts through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
bow down for the blessing. May God, who by the resurrection of his only begotten Son was pleased to confer on you the gift of redemption and of adoption, give you gladness by his blessing. May he whose redeeming work you have received the gift of everlasting freedom make you heirs to an eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And may you who have already risen with Christ in baptism through faith, by living in right manner on this earth, be united with him in the homeland of heaven. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us today for the Outreach Mass. I'm Father Gordon Riegel. Whether or not you are comfortable sharing the faith with others, when you support the Outreach Mass as a disciple, you are sharing the good news with thousands of viewers across Michigan. Please help us to keep the Outreach Mass on the air. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for being part of our worshiping community and for sharing the faith. May God bless and keep you.